WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 244, Riding Test Track and Exiting Epcot. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we close out our day at Walt Disney World, stopping for one final ride on the long-promised test track as we stroll from the World Showcase through Future World, under Spaceship Earth, and out the main gate at Epcot.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back. Relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. The weather is changing. Here in Kentucky, we're beginning that wobbly transition from summer to autumn, where one day it hits 90 degrees, and then the next day it's down to 70, and then back up to 90 again. I love it when that cool air kicks in, though, and the humidity drops. Soon the leaves will begin changing colors, and we'll be missing those warm summer days, daydreaming of spending time by the pool, or maybe wandering around at a Disney park. So let's go daydream together with another memory from Walt Disney World. In today's memory, we'll continue our memory from a warm summer day in September of 2016. As you'll remember, we began this day in the Magic Kingdom with my extended family and park hopped over to Epcot in the mid-afternoon. After Illuminations, we said goodbye to the extended family, and for our extra magic hours in Epcot, we thought we'd start by riding the new Frozen Ever After attraction in the Norway Pavilion. We're joining this memory just as we've exited the pavilion onto the World Showcase Promenade and are beginning the long walk towards the front of the park. We know it's late, and today's been the first time my kids have visited the park without a stroller, so the kids are very tired. But we know that the kids have really wanted to do test track, so we're going to head that way, and hopefully the line won't be too long. You'll hear us pass by Mexico, and then we'll make that right across the bridge and head towards the Odyssey restaurant building. As we approach, you'll hear the cars zooming around the test track building, telling you you're getting closer. As the music begins to build and we're getting close, you can see the posted 30-minute wait time. Now, it won't actually be that long, and we know that this is the one attraction the kids have been asking for since the morning, so we go ahead and get in the line quickly, making our way through the queue line, and in no time, though, we'll be designing our cars in the test lab. As we climb into the car, I hop in the front between the kids, and Tracy's in the back by herself, and then we're off. Once the ride is over, stick with us if you'd like. The park's now closed, and it's time to get to bed at the Port Orleans Riverside. So we'll head out of test track, make the right, head towards Spaceship Earth. You'll hear us stop to look at the lights in the ground, and then pass under the building, past the fountains and out through the gate onto our car. As we're getting into line, you can hear the kids talking about how they love designing the cars, and that's their favorite part. I mean, they love to ride too, but getting to design them and see them competing with us, that, for some reason, somehow connects with them to the ride. I love it. It's great. Before we jump into the memory today, I want to remind you that you should come visit me on the wdw-memories.net website. There you can find show notes with pictures of our rides, as well as links to watch the memories on YouTube, or maybe see photos on Google or Instagram, and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Also, if you like what you're hearing and you want to say thank you, you can find links on the website to buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign, or maybe become a recurring patron supporter, where for as little as $1 a month, I'll give you access to ad-free memories as my thank you gift to you. Finally, we're still holding at 168 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. If you'd like to leave a review and maybe hear it on the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave your feedback. These reviews have helped the show be found by more subscribers each week, and plus they give more potential new listeners an idea of how great the podcast is. And while you're listening today, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Invite a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family on our two-day trip in Walt Disney World, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we fulfill our kids' wish and ride their favorite ride in Walt Disney World.
We're heading that way. Make a right.
Right.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's behind the building.
If you listen for it, you might be able to hear it. That's actually it up above.
What? Oh my goodness! That is Star Trek?
I haven't heard it yet. Nope. Oh. I heard it.
Yep, that's it.
now because it's tilted. You're going to be the scary.
Wait, is this a bridge? Yeah, this is on top of the
water. Yeah? Did you see its wheels actually?
Yeah.
Yep, here comes another one.
Aren't those guys fast? Mm-hmm. They're pretty fast.
You can stick it in your own car.
Me too. Yeah, that's actually my bed. My favorite.
A 30-minute wait. Mikey, what do you think? You think you see a car like that? Mikey, do you want to use your band so that the car will be attached to that when you make your car?
Yeah.
Remember how we used to use our tickets for that? Making up our own words. Mikey, wait. Don't. Unless you want to join their family, I don't think you want to go.
Flowers and things. They have interconnected colors and shapes that coexist in their beautiful moon of the movie.
kind of like more organic vehicles. That's why I love the 20s and 30s and 40s cars, because they had so much character and they were full, free-flowing forms that just cause you to have emotion about the vehicle.
Every day when you come to work, you're lost at first. But every day you're excited. You come in, you feel like you're part of the team, and you work together to overcome those obstacles. In the end, you're the best vehicle that you can build. You don't have to wait on regular times, I should say, the best car that you can.
Every day, you get to the point where you think you come to a level that you're unattainable. It's just an opportunity to get to the next level. It's just the challenge of trying to catch the next year.
People are what makes them happen. You get the right people in the right spots. Teamwork is what pushes the design to the highest level. You work together to overcome those obstacles. Sometimes when you get back on it, you go, you know, I never would have thought that. I never would have dreamed it. But actually, it changes everything.
Oh, yeah. Let it go.
That's how you do it.
Oh, see there?
Hey, we're doing it in there.
Oh.
Hey, we're going up. Hey.
Four. All right, we're going to do two on number one, two on number two. Yeah, keep on going to that. Two, three, five.
One and two?
Yep, two on number one, two on number two.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, go. Down to number one. Stick your hand on the band, on the badge. Put your wrist. All right. You want English, right? Select your vehicle, little, truck, regular. Next. Create and shape your vehicle by drawing a line from 1 to 2. That look good? Do you want to sculpt it a little bit? You want to change? You want to change the length, how long it is? Keep going, buddy. Good length? Do you want to change how wide it is? You want to narrow? What do you want to do with the engine? You want to make it a solar drive, fuel cell, electric, hybrid, gas, supercharged, plasma burner. How big of an engine? This is the fastest car, right there. You see the jet engines on the back? And do you want to change the shape of it at all? You look good?
Yeah.
All right, hit next. Do it again. Hit it one more time. All right. You want to change the face of it?
Yes.
What do you want to do with the paint? What color? Like that? You want to put any pictures on it? You want to put some stars or flames? You see how I'm doing that on the side? Neat pattern. Here's some flowers. Here, I'll do this.
I want to do this.
You want the stars? Okay. All right, what style wheels do you want? Got a minute and 12 seconds. All right. You like the size? Nope, up higher. Alright, do you want to put like a big old bumper on the front? How about that? You want to change the hood any? You like that? Put some on sides. Got 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. How's that? Oh, we're out of time. Oh, what happened to your stars? Oh, you put stars on it. It may only be on the top. Here we go. Ready? How many do we have, Susie? They may do two and two. Oh, yeah, I may see if we can just sit all the front. Thank you. we do 3-1?
What?
Can we ride 3-1, 3 in the front?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Go to the sit-down room with number 1 and 2. I'm in the middle. You want to ride with us? Yeah, don't do it yet. Wait till it's our turn, okay? Not yet. Six cart? Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if I can put my hand up there if I've got a car on it. I'm gonna try it. Wait. Wait. I'll tell you when. You're very excited. You're doing a good job. The other side. That's where the clip is. Alright. It says hold your hard. Hold it up. Alright, Susie's win. Mikey's win. Hop in. You guys buckled? Hi, Mommy. Mommy's all by herself back there.
Seatbelt check is around the corner. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened and your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle at all times. And please supervise children. Thank you.
Pull on your strap.
La estación de control de cinturones de seguridad está a la vuelta de la esquina. Por su seguridad, mantenga sus manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del vehículo y cuide a los niños.
Automated driving technology activated.
Welcome to the Sim Track.
Here we go.
We'll begin with the capability test to see how your vehicle designs perform under challenging weather and surface conditions.
Monitoring road surface.
Connecting to OnStar.
Sim car performance data acquired.
Let's see how your designs hold up now.
Commencing sim car off-road and extreme weather sequence.
Oh, Susie's car is doing the best.
Capability test results displayed and verified.
Now let's see how your vehicles compare when it comes to their efficiency.
Scanning sim car for optimal eco efficiency. Engaging eco scan for aerodynamic efficiency. Sonar Systems Analysis. Hyperspectral imaging in progress. Calculating total enviro impact.
Mommies, I think.
Commencing responsiveness test.
Here we go!
Okay, the responsiveness data is now being synchronized.
Automated driving technology verified and active. Responsiveness data.
Here comes the final test.
I think it was mommy again.
Energizing for power test.
Oh, they turned the lights on. Is that fun?
Okay, I think
it's
Mama.
Displaying power
that's
test results.
No, that's Mikey.
Soon track performance testing complete.
That's Mikey's car.
This concludes your performance testing. You'll be able to see how your Chevrolet custom concept vehicle designs compared with the sim car after you disembark.
I got second place.
Please watch your step as you exit, and remember to take all your personal belongings with you. Be sure to check your final performance numbers in our scoring area.
That's the way. That's us. Good job.
There you go. There's your car.
All right. There's Mikey and Susie right there. Turn right, Susie. Him, Susie, you're way over there. Turn, Susie. He's over there on that far wall. No, you're going backwards. Follow the arrows. All right. Time to go. Sorry. We'll see. Step, jump. Nope. We're gonna ride a van. A minivan. The kind that we own. Not anymore.
Why did you tell me I don't remember that?
Well, I wasn't thinking Mama was going to move the car.
What?
We're something nine now. I don't remember, sis. I don't remember, kiddo. No, we're not anymore, but good job. You guys remembered. I'm proud of you. Watch out, that's a rope. Yep.
Bye, y'all have a great night.
Thank you, you too. He's amazing. Okay. Come over here, Susie. Mikey.
Do they change as you walk on them, or they just change?
They just change.
How do you spell off?
O-S-S.
Excellent. How did you know that?
What's that?
What are these things? Just the lights on the sidewalk. That's pretty.
Oh, yeah? Yes, it is.
There's a giant golf ball.
You ruined them.
I didn't say a thing. I don't know where it came from. Mikey, who told you it was a golf ball? No one. Because anybody, including a 5-year-old, can look at it and say, that's what it is. No.
What is it, Daddy?
A geodesic sphere.
It's a geodesic sphere. Really big ball. With a bunch of triangles on it.
Kind of pretty, huh? Ah, I love that breezeway. Always has been. Something about the way the shape of the ball and whatever else. Just funnels air right through. Mommy, we've got some amazing little troopers. I am amazed.
Amazed?
Amazed.
Just on the other side of that, Mikey.
I'm just... You're not little kids anymore.
Big kids. Walk places.
You walked the entire day. Plus some. Two extra magic hours in addition. Now tomorrow we're going to be tired, okay? So we'll take our time. We won't have to run too hard. Sorry, Susan.
What number are we? We're Journey 9. Journey 9.
It's just Journey is the name of the area. No, not here. I know. Made it. What? Yep. That she did. Okay. Mama says we got to chase the monorail in order to catch our car. We don't have to walk very far, kiddo. You know that? Ooh, that's a heavy gate. Stop. All right, let's go. I thought he was stopping. It's actually going to take them longer to drive to our car than it is for us to walk to. Susie's back to skipping. I think I see our car.
I think I see it dead ahead.
Do you see it, Mikey?
Yeah, I see
You see it in the shadow of the monorail?
Oh, directly in the monorail.
Yeah, that's it.
You think that's it?
Show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show. Bye.
You can say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.